Welcome to another episode of Ask Danny. Well, I tell you, over the years, I have been asked thousands of home improvement questions. So each week here on Ask Danny, I'll bring in one of my expert friends and we'll tackle some of your questions, share a few tips, and also tell you a few entertaining stories to help you out with your project. So remember, next time you have a question, ask Danny. Well, my guest this week is Sid Sexton, a friend of mine and owner of Sexton Lawn and Landscaping, an 18-year-old company here on the Gulf Coast. And Sid has some great information that he'll be able to share with us. Sid, as always, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's nice to talk to you again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, so we get a lot of questions about grass particularly, and we'll focus kind of on the lawn and sodding. And, you know, there's a lot of misunderstandings. There's a lot of different ways of going. And as we see, a lot of times people will try to do their homework and they go online and 30 minutes later, they're more confused than when they first started because there's a lot of opinions out there, which is always good. But here's one of the questions that I got just recently. A homeowner said, you know, we did our work, we sodded our yard a few years ago. It's held up very well until recently, and we're starting to notice a lot more weeds than normal. What should I do to get rid of them? And I swear, I bet my wife wrote this in. He goes,
yeah.
We had sodded our yard a couple years ago, and there are a few weeds popping up here and there. How do you approach this? Because there's so many different kind of weeds, and of course, the country is very diverse in their different grasses and so forth, but what are some of the fundamental things that a homeowner can do to really attack some of these weeds that might be starting to take over?
Well, you really kind of touched on it at first that, you know, the country's pretty diverse and where you live kind of plays a lot into that. But grass really needs three major things, sunlight, water, and nutrients, and really in that order. So what kind of shade do you have? And is the turf that you sodded or planted, is that the right plant, right place? Is it a shade tolerant turf? There's no real shade loving turf. You know, there's just turf that, you know, tolerates a certain amount of, mm-hmm. of shade. So that's the first. And then, you know, what are you watering? Are you watering too much, too little? And then everyone wants to jump to fertilization and weed control, but that's really kind of the last step. And so if weeds are the issue and you feel like you've got plenty of sunlight and your water program is dialed in, watering infrequently and deep, then fertilization, you know, the best weed control is a healthy lawn. So, you know, getting your nutrients right, getting a soil sample, making sure you're putting down enough nitrogen to get, you know, a healthy lawn mm-hmm. to choke out the weeds. And then really the last thing would be on a weed control program, you know, something with a pre-emergent and then possibly following up with a post-emergent. So there are a lot of nuances there, and I really kind of recommend if you're going to get to that last stage to contact a professional, but there's a lot of information out there if you wanted to do it yourself as well.
I got you. Yeah. Yeah. Cause that can be really, really frustrating. And, you know, of course your first tendency is to go grab something and start spraying away on everything. And, boy, I've gone by lawns many times and just see these big areas of yellow and decaying parts that just didn't quite work right because, I mean, I guess you have to approach all the different weeds, you know, the broadleaf weeds and the different Johnson grasses, Jap grasses, all these different things. I guess you just have to approach them a little bit different. But it is what I've always heard, the healthy lawn, which brings up another question about aeration. I guess, you know, when you have a lawn and, you know, should everybody aerate their yard, or is that in a situation where you suspect that maybe the ground has gotten more compacted?
Yeah, it really, and again, the answer to that is it depends. You know, do you have some mature trees and those roots are getting larger and larger and taking up more space in the root zone where that grass is going to be? Do you have more dogs or the kids are getting older and they're in the backyard? Do you have a soccer match every weekend in your backyard? You know, mm-hmm. that'll cause a lot of compaction. Mm-hmm. And so if that's the case, then yeah, you should definitely core aerate. And you know, how often kind of depends. If it's a sports turf, you're aerating a couple times a year, you know, and probably top dressing with sand. But that's usually not the homeowner. Once a year might be too much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, the answer does depend.
Well, I tell you, I love using one of those aerators, but I'll tell you, I'll provide a little bit of advice. Let's yeah. let's mark the sprinkler heads. That's always a good thing before you get out there and go wild with it and end up the next day repairing your irrigation system. Always a good idea to take those little flags and kind of flag out a little bit there, don't you think?
That is a fantastic piece of advice. That will save you all kinds of headache and all kinds of time.
Without a doubt. Okay, so so someone has struggled with their yard, and they finally have decided, okay, I'm going all in. I want all new sod. So out in their yard, they have a mixture of lots and lots of weeds. They have bare spots. They have a little bit of grass here and there. They have a little shade. They have a little bit of, you know, real good broad sun and so forth. What's the best approach? And I'm sure that soil test is going to be so important. And not just one sampling, but I'm sure you recommend several samplings around the yard.
Yeah, you would take, you know, five or six for the backyard, five or six for the front yard. Mm-hmm. And it's a good idea to label those too, mm-hmm. and then send them all in, and you kind of get an idea where you're deficient. You know, there's generally an extension office in every county that's, you know, across the country, and they can really help you there as well.
Now, should you completely eliminate all vegetation? I've heard people say, you know, put plastic down and just burn everything you have. I've heard of rototilling and raking until there's no vegetation left. As a general rule, can you lay right down on top of it, or do you really need to remove every single bit of vegetation you have prior to installation of that new expensive sod?
There is definitely a, there's differing opinions on that. My opinion would be, I don't think you need to remove it all, but you do need to break up the soil. You do need to kind of create a transition layer, something soft and easy for the roots to kind of go into. And I like to kill off the weeds and other vegetation before you lay sod.
Yeah, because I always wondered about that, and then being able to, because you want to make it easy for the grass to flourish. So that, you know, logic would show,
right.
would say, you know, get the rototiller, do that. You want to, you know, you want it level. You want to address any of the low spots. You want it to drain well, that type of thing. What about any type of amendments to the soil before you put the sod down? Is there a general rule there, in your opinion?
Yeah, there's a general rule. Again, your soil sample is going to tell you what you're deficient in. Lots of times it's going to be, the pH, using something to sort of balance that pH out, maybe some calcium, something like that,
mm-hmm.
Maybe some peat moss, depending on where you're at. But I like organic matter, you know, like a black cow or something else is really good. Just trying to get some organic matter into the soil, and you're really trying to help the soil food web, you know, one microorganism eating another microorganism, releasing a microorganism. That's really, you want a living soil in there, and that's kind of how you kickstart that.
Boy, I tell you, a lot of the fertilizing manufacturers and amendment manufacturers would lead you to believe you need to be pouring bags and bags and bags of stuff out in your lawn all the time. You know, it used to be a very seasonal thing. Now they're trying to make it a year-round weed and feed, pre-emergence, all of these kind of things. But boy, I tell you, you go back to what you said a minute ago and keeping that lawn nice and healthy, that'll save you a little money down the road, because I just can't see the wisdom in constantly adding things to your yard.
No, yeah, just keeping the lawn healthy is the best weed control. Now, sometimes if you're in our area in South Alabama, there is a lot of weed pressure throughout the year. So a preventative measure is pretty good with a pre-emergent a couple times a year, maybe three times a year. That's awfully helpful. And then, you know, sort of light feedings throughout the year. That's awfully helpful. But that's going to vary where you are in the country as well. But you're right.
What about some mowing tips? Boy, I see people mess up on mowing all of the time. And it's as if, did you know you need to sharpen that blade from time to time? Because, boy, I tell you, if you look at a 2 or 3 year old blade, it will show you what can happen when you don't sharpen that blade. And it's really not that hard of a project. But just in general, what would you say to a homeowner that wants to do the right thing in terms of some general mowing tips?
Well, you really kind of stole my thunder there a little bit. That would be my first tip, is make sure you're sharpening that blade at least once a season, especially for, you know, every homeowner. A sharp blade is going to make a nice, clean cut. You're not going to tear the leaf blade of the grass, and tearing that leaf blade causes all kinds of other issues. But the second tip would probably be change up your mowing patterns. You know, don't mow in the same direction every single time, every year. It kind of helps the grass to grow a little bit different way. You don't rut it. You kind of run it in the same direction every time. And then the last tip might be, make sure you know what mowing height to mow for your specific turf type. We get lots of questions about that. You know, we grow St. Augustine down here, and it should be probably 3 to 4 inches, depending on the time of year. Mm-hmm. But then you've got Bermuda, it probably needs to be closer to, you know, an inch and a half, something like that. So there are varying heights for each turf type.
Good, good, good. Hey, great information here. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Sid's going to share a story with you you really want to hear. Stay with us. Hey, if you have a question about your home or just need a little help with the project, head over to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Use the form there to send photos, share what you're working on, and ask us any question at all. Okay, welcome back to our podcast with Sid Sexton. And Sid, you've been in the business here a long, long time. Of course, you started way back when you were just 15, 16 years old and learning all about landscaping and everything. I'm sure something has happened over the years that stands out that you might want to share with us.
Yeah, it was interesting to me, probably maybe not be interesting too much to others, but I had always heard about this insect called ground pearl, and it, you know, it's in the soil. It's a scale insect that lives in the soil, and, you know, it looks like a little pearl, and it feeds on the roots of turf. And I had heard about that in textbooks and seminars and other things. And I don't know, I'd kind of gotten to the point where I didn't really believe it. Well, I had bought a house in 2012 and just couldn't figure out why the grass was just so bad. I tried a couple of different things here and there, and about 9 months later, I went ahead and I was digging to really plant a tree, and I pulled out a big wad of soil, and there was just all these white and pink dots everywhere. And I started to look a little closer, and eureka, it was freaking ground pearl, and I couldn't believe it. And I started looking it up and going through other textbooks and getting online, and it really was ground pearl. And it was one of those things that I didn't believe. I thought it was the Loch Ness Monster, you know, something that you just said when you couldn't figure out what was wrong with a lawn. And turns out they were real, and they were in my lawn.
Unreal.
And so now I kind of see them everywhere where we're around, and I see some identifiers in all kinds of lawns that, yep, there's ground pearl. And turns out they're real, and they're everywhere.
Well, there is so much to gather in when you're dealing with the yard and the ground and all of the different ones. I was recently taping a show up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I didn't think of it as, and maybe it's just this one particular neighborhood or whatever, but it was the hardest soil I have ever encountered. And I think I've dug holes in almost all 50 states, and I have never seen anything like this. It was like crushed stone, and I don't know. We tried an auger to plant some bushes, and it just bounced around. Boy, we had a tough time on that. I don't know how in the world they get any plants to grow with that type of soil. So it's amazing how things change. Well, Sid, this has been great to have you share with us a lot of information. What would be one last little tidbit of advice that we could share with our podcast listeners?
I guess I would just say the main thing in landscaping is just choosing the right plant for the right place. So make sure you're not just the plant that you really like, but make sure it's a plant that's going to do well in the area. It's going to be the right size. It's going to have enough sunlight. It's going to, do you have water to it, or is it going to sit in wet feet? You know, just right plant, right place is really my number one tip.
Good. Perfect. Perfect. Well, I think we've helped everybody out, and I'm glad that you've been able to spend some time with us here. And of course, if you're in the Gulf Coast area, Sexton Lawn and Landscaping is ready to help you out on things. And how would people touch base with you if they wanted to reach out to you, Sid?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And that's Sexton Landscapes as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Sid. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks again, Danny.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Ask Danny. Hey, I'd love to hear from you, so I hope you'll take a moment to leave a review and follow this podcast. I also invite you to visit todayshomeowner.com/ask, where you can send me any photos, ask any question, and let me know what topic you would like to hear more about. Hey, I look forward to sharing more with you next week. So remember, next time you have a question, ask Danny.